Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Maury Martin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Suter reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tipton for a passed ball. Suter moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a fly ball towards left. Mitchell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mitchell. Michaels scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is hit by the pitch. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Carl Scheib now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zernial moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Glenn strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tipton is hit by the pitch. Strickland moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Tipton moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Avila scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Finovich now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Suter reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Finovich picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finovich. Westlake moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth fires to third and picks off Westlake. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 3 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Frank Finovich. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.